USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Florida has seen an increase in cases of flesh-eating bacteria this year, driven largely by a surge in Lee County after it took the full brunt of Hurricane Ian. The State Department of Health reports that as of Friday, there have been 65 cases of Vibrio vulnificus infections and 11 deaths in Florida this year. That compares with only 34 cases and 10 deaths reported in 2021. As we approach the midterm elections early next month, crime is on the minds of Americans heading into the polls. In the Pennsylvania senatorial race between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz could decide the majority in the Senate. Philly crime through October 16th, as reported by the Philly PD, robberies involving a gun is up 49%. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News points out soft on crime agenda of Democrats for the last 2 years is catching up with them.
None of the Democrats running want to be anywhere near him. They're running away desperately from the failed agenda of the radical left. That really says something when the President of the United States is a millstone around the neck of these Democrat candidates.
The commander of Russian forces in Ukraine says the situation in the southern city of Kherson is difficult and residents are to be evacuated. The general said, quote, "Please take my word seriously. I'm talking about evacuating as quickly as possible," end quote. A new U.S. quarter featuring the likeness of Anna May Wong, a Golden Age actress considered to be Hollywood's first Chinese-American movie star, will soon go into circulation. Her likeness will be on the tails side of the quarter and goes into circulation on Monday. The New York Yankees beat Cleveland last night 5-1 and are now in the Final Four for the World Series. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The Ukrainian government sent Israel an official request Tuesday for air defense systems that will allow it to counter Iranian ballistic missiles and Iranian attack drones used by Russia in Ukraine. The Iranians are defying a UN resolution by providing the weapons to Russia. Igor Dushenko, a Russian analyst who worked on a debunked Russiagate dossier, has been found not guilty of lying to the FBI by a Washington, D.C. jury. John Durham's special counsel has cost taxpayers well over $4 million. This was the third and likely final prosecution by Mr. Durham's legal team. The Orionids meteor shower is considered to be one of the most spectacular showers of the year, and its peak is expected this week. According to NASA, the Orionids meteor shower will peak on Friday, offering sky gazers a show that will light up the night sky. You could spot up to 15 meteors per hour during the peak. There's been a verdict on a trial involving a woman missing for decades.
A jury on Tuesday found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder in the disappearance of Cal Poly student Kristen Smart more than 26 years ago. His father, Ruben Flores, was found not guilty of accessory after the fact. He'd been accused of helping hide Smart's body. Paul Flores did not react when the guilty verdict came down. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.